WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Blinn College trustees are moving forward with opening a second major location in Brazos County.
On the other side of the freeway from College Station, Central Park is the Lintec building, formerly the Westinghouse plant. Trustees approved the purchase of the 180,000-square-foot building and 54 acres of land. The purchase price will be set after an appraisal is completed. The Brazos County Tax Office website set an appraised value last year of $612,000. Administrators have not determined which academic programs will move. Initially, about 40% of the building will be used as early as the fall 2015 semester. Lintec can remain in the space it currently occupies for 3 years. The acquisition is designed to alleviate current overcrowding in Bryan and anticipated enrollment increases during the next 2 to 4 years. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Just up the street from Blinn's Bryan campus, developers have been given the go-ahead to expand an apartment complex approved 2 years ago. The Bryan City Council rejected an appeal by nearby homeowners to reverse a Planning and Zoning Commission vote approving the increase from 240 to 312 units on land bordered by Villa Maria, Nash, and William Joel Bryan. Like others, Frank DeRosek mentioned the council's previous actions at the open comments section.
In 2007, Ordinance 1697 was passed. This tax increment reinvestment zone created Nash Street, a land development area zone, for retail business to develop. If the proposed apartment complex is approved, the intent of the Bryan City Council at that time is being changed at the cost of the homeowners in Bryan Meadows.
But Burt Baker recalled when the developer, Paul Leventis, previously attempted to build senior apartments at the same location.
In 2007, ordinance.
I feel that the senior citizen apartments would have increased the value since we would have had access to the community center. One resident, when complaining about these apartments and had also been against the senior citizen apartments, was asked by Mr. Leventis just what she wanted there. Replied, nothing.
Leventis was also the developer for the age-restricted Briar Meadows. This morning's commute at University in Texas will be more congested than usual. That's because an Atmos Energy crew will be digging up natural gas lines associated with the new traffic signals. The work is scheduled to begin at 8:30 and last 3 hours. This will close the right southbound lane in front of the new student high-rise. A federal agency has not uncovered significant new details about last year's fertilizer plant explosion in West. The U.S. Chemical Safety Board repeated the need for more regulation. Chairman Rafael Morey Erasso says the fertilizer ammonium nitrate was not properly stored, nor is it properly classified as an explosive. He also says the chemical can be made safer.
There are formulations of ammonium nitrate that are less explosive than just regular ammonium nitrate. You can make blends that are not as explosive. And as a matter of fact, that is one of the inherently safer practices that we are recommended.
Officials say even if it's never determined what started an initial fire, they know the resulting blast could have been prevented. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 62 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. We'll have more news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zornemann Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
Zornemann Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Attention, this is not a drill. The Spring Into a Honda sales event is going on now. We've got Honda CR-Vs, Honda Pilots, and Honda Odysseys loaded with standard features like rear-view cameras and much, much more. All standard, and it's all happening at your local Honda dealership. So run, don't walk. Skipping might be okay if you can fast skip, like really really fast. I've just never been much of a skipper myself, but that's beside the point. I'm talking great deals on Honda CR-Vs, Pilots, and Odysseys for the most durable, longest-lasting brand in its class, which will have you skipping for joy. Only now, you'll have a car. And really, why skip when you can drive in style? I repeat, this is not a drill. The Spring Into a Honda sales event is going on now.
What are you waiting for? Shop your Central Texas Honda dealers today.
Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on IHS Automotive. Polk U.S. Vehicles and Operation Registration Statistics 1988 through 2012 for Honda and competing brands.
This is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. Your tires are one of the most important safety features of your vehicle. When the rubber meets the road, not all tires are created equal. At BCS Tires, we have the tires that fit your personal lifestyle. The pros at BCS Tires know what tires fit your needs. Whether your kids are in the car with you or you're out on the farm with your friends, we won't nickel and dime you. As always, free air checks and free rotations. Any car, anytime, BCS Tires and Lifts. We're on Texas Avenue next to Copy Corner or at bcstirepros.com. Give us your keys, put your mind at ease.
If you grew up in Texas like I did, you more than likely grew up in a house that had a gun. With that said, you know a little something about firearms. At least I thought I did. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I'll tell you what, if you want to get a lesson, go to Gun Corps. Joel and Wu, the two owners, both have combat experience, and they show you more about guns than you ever thought you would know. And for me, the best part is they do it without making me feel stupid, because you don't want to go in there thinking you know something and then find out you were completely wrong. Dad may have had a gun, but he doesn't have guns like you're going to find at Gun Corps. To find out more, go to gun-corps.com.
Good morning, it's 6:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Norman G. Tractor, your number one Kubota dealer. Nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody. Here's some numbers.
Turns partly sunny today, and that in turn will warm us up, allowing temperatures to climb up to 85 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows near 65. High pressure will linger over the area tomorrow. We'll have more sunshine, and we should be 80 to 85 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with lows near 65. Sunshine for Friday. The highs on Friday are going to be somewhere between 80 and 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at sports here in just a bit with Aggie baseball starting the first of a four-game road swing. A&M softball had a pair at home in a doubleheader yesterday. SEC Athletes of the Week, Mumford Boys Basketball, and more in sports at 7:50.
There you are. So following the footprints of hashtag McD stories and hashtag I Love Walgreens, New York Police Department created a hashtag to commemorate the city's love for New York City's finest. Hashtag my NYPD.
Uh-oh.
Idea was get featured on our Facebook. Pictures of you interacting with the NYPD. Unfortunately, that didn't work out too well. They took it down after 3 days. Seemed like such a good idea in the meeting.
Said no one ever.
Thought we'd like to try that, see if it worked out. Somehow it didn't. We did this late in the show yesterday. I wanted to repeat it because I think it's kind of interesting. If you go out to dinner with folks, and you know, that's the other thing now. Of course, you know, I'm an old person, but Patrick, you're kind of young and still go out and socialize and stuff like that.
Well,
now,
sure.
Now, you know, what if, you know, 6-8 folks get together to have dinner, just kind of go out for the evening. You know, who's the first one to crack the phone? Who's the first one to put the phone
down? Oh, there's people who won't put the phone down before they sit down.
Okay, no.
See, and again, and that's, I understand. And
we haven't had a big group dinner, but I've been really tempted to try this thing I've heard about where everyone puts their phone in the center of the table. The first person to touch it pays.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Or buys a round or something.
Yeah,
I've
something.
Seen that.
But see, there's some folks who just might not want to buy into that.
Then so they can't come play.
Right. Well, what this little game was is it's called Game of Phones. And what happens is you're sitting down at the table, it's the group of you, and one player is picked to be the judge of the first round. And they've got cards that are printed up.
Oh, we talked about this a little
yesterday.
Afternoon.
We talked about it we talked about it yesterday morning too, but I just, you know, just to reaffirm it, just to kind of roll it out there. And so, for instance, the card says find the best selfie. Or the last photo that you took. And everybody finds theirs and they show it to the judge and the judge picks the winner and that person wins round one. Now they say play 10 rounds. I think that's too many because everybody's attention span is really pretty short. But, you know, first person who wins three or first wins five, then, you know, maybe they get a free drink or whatever. But it would give people a chance to at least be interacting while they've got their phones in their hands. And don't know if that would work or not. That's why I kind of laid it out to you, since you're younger than we are. And is that something that people would necessarily embrace, or does that become pretty meh?
No, because to be honest, if you're just staring at your phone, it's hard to tell if they're playing the game or just.
I'm
really bad at this game. So sorry. Yeah. I wish I could win. I'm just on Facebook. Yeah.
I'll just go over there where everybody likes me.
Yeah.
7:15. All right, now, so just because this is stream of consciousness, you're finishing up the news, and so you say, you know, I'm Patrick Zeinert, and then, you know, the news is sponsored by Zwerman Floors. Well, that's a couple of names that start with Z.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, my name is kind of early in the alphabet, and Kevin's kind of in the middle. So what were the advantages or disadvantages growing up to being alphabetically at the end of the line?
Observing everyone else screwing up before you.
Okay, that's a good one.
It really was.
Yeah.
I think I gained a lot by just observing.
Really? I like that. Well, see, I would have never thought of that, but obviously this was part of your mm-hmm. growing up. Okay.
And yeah. Super fun days were when we called roll in reverse order.
I remember that.
And then I always got upset when there was a Zuniga or a Zepeda after
you couldn't
me.
Come on.
So close.
Oh, very good. Okay. Well, no, I just thought about that, wondered how that worked out.
I've enjoyed it. I like being at the end of the album.
All in all, it's been okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And patience is a virtue.
But yeah, I do. I mean, dead on. I understand the idea, especially when you're young. You want to watch everybody else screw up before you get up there.
Well, if you're errands, you know, you have to wait for everyone else to go.
Yeah. But make notes. Don't do this. Don't do that. Okay. Yeah. All right. For all of you singletons out there, that's, you know, individuals who are single, there's a quirky little cafe. It's starting in Japan, but this may move over to here, that encourages you to never dine alone. You never will. It's called the Moomin Cafe. That probably means something in Japanese that I can't say on the radio here. But anyway, they have a policy of loaning out solo dining customers a stuffed animal to keep them company.
Okay, that's creepy.
Yeah, the stuffed animals are based on a series of Swedish-Finnish books about a family of hippopotamus-like creatures. Does that make you feel any better? Okay, well, I'm just saying. All right, so anyway, so they do that. All right, now yesterday, and I don't know, guys, I didn't ask you this morning. Kevin, was there anything special you did to celebrate Earth Day?
Oh, I forgot.
You forgot to celebrate?
Yes.
Oh. All right, Patrick, pull us out of the fire here.
I watered my raised bed gardens.
Oh, very good. Okay. Excellent, excellent. Well, they didn't want to put this out yesterday, heavens no. So the Gallup, well, they did, I guess, late yesterday, because we're talking about it today. The folks at Gallup released their latest survey on America's attitudes when it comes to, I'm going to go ahead and say it, global warming, even though we know it's supposed to be
climate science.
Uh-huh. 39% fall into the category of concerned believers. They attribute global warming to human actions, and they're worried about it.
I like believers. It makes it sound like a religion, because it really is.
It's kind of a cult. Yeah, okay. 36% fall into the mixed middle category. They believe that humans are the cause of Earth's warming, but aren't worried about it. Others say that global warming is a natural phenomenon, but it will pose a serious risk in our lifetime. See, and I kind of tend to be more there. You know, this kind of stuff was going on a long time before we got here, and it'll be going on a long time after we leave, but nonetheless.
Well, trying to beat Mother Nature is the folly of man.
Yeah,
I think Patton said that.
It's crazy. 25% fall into the cool skeptics category. They're not worried at all. Of course, those people probably aren't worried about a lot of stuff, so I'm just saying. Hello. Wait. Okay, wait.
Pickup truck.
Say now, wait. Say again, please.
I drove to Houston and back in my pickup truck. I had to pick up somebody from the airport.
Oh,
that was what my celebration birthday was.
Thank you. All right. I'm so glad you did that, sir. I hope you have a diesel that belches black smoke. Yes, and it scares kittens on the side of the road.
I thought someone was trying to tell me to replace, you know, blinker fluid. You've heard that joke.
Yeah.
Well, they were telling me that in their new diesel, they had to replace exhaust fluid. And I said, exhaust fluid? What is that? But it's one of those TDI, those clean diesels.
Yeah.
And there's actually a compound that they put in line with the exhaust that causes the soot to just fall out of the air, basically, and onto the roadway.
Oh, perfect.
But, yeah, but there is diesel fluid. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. I don't have one of those new ones. But so what does that do? Then it's on the road and it gets kicked up by the tires.
I guess
that go
so,
by?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. And maybe it doesn't work that way. It's just I know it causes soot to not go in the air.
Not go in the air. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll remember that. Okay.
7:20. So, you know, we have stories from Florida all the time, and I think this probably happens in other states, but for some reason Florida gets this. Short story, man and a woman charged with getting drunk and shooting a tree in a park in Bradenton, Florida.
See, what did the tree do to them?
Yeah, I believe that happens all over, in all sorts of places. I think that's just Florida trying to say we're special, and they're not. Okay, the story is interesting. The backstory is a little frightening. The Anchorage airport lost a small quantity of explosives used to train bomb-sniffing dogs.
Gosh!
Okay, now, seems they attached the explosives to one of the rental cars parked in a lot at the Anchorage airport. The customer drove away with it. Explosives were recovered hours later in the Anchorage area without incident. Police say the amount of explosives in the vehicle was small and didn't pose a threat. I understand that, certainly to the driver or the public. They're reviewing their policies.
Make sure
good. They don't do that again. My question is, how did they find it? Did they use dogs to go out? I mean, if you got dogs in the neighborhood, is that it?
You think Sparky's a bad name for a bomb dog?
At the brand new Fred Seafood Market, their motto is, if it were any fresher, it would be in the sea. That's the quality and extremely fresh seafood you'll find at Fred and Fred Seafood Market. If you're looking for Gulf shrimp, redfish, snapper, cod, haddock, and more, it's at Fred and Fred Seafood Market. Ask about their ready-to-cook seasoned fish, great for quick and healthy dinners. Fred and Fred Seafood Market on South College, just south of the farm patch. Aggie-owned and operated. Fred and Fred Seafood Market. You'll taste the difference.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If someone depends on you financially, chances are you need life insurance. Life insurance provides cash to your family to help meet many important financial needs, like funeral expenses, mortgage payments, and college tuition. A top myth about life insurance is that it's not affordable. Give me a call today at 694-1555 and let me show you how affordable a life insurance plan through W.E. Gibson Insurance can be.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career, I have handled just about everything. The other day, I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchasers of his property. I handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee, and so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have him call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Good morning. It's 7:23. You know, not everybody who drives a diesel and knows about diesels listens to Toby Keith. Well, we were just commenting. Patrick was commenting a minute ago about this emissions fluid stuff and tailpipes and what happens to the soot. And this lady called this morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Yeah, I was just calling to correct that diesel exhaust fluid is actually for NOx emissions control and not related to soot at all.
Well, then I'll have to inform my coworker who misinformed me.
See, and so
right. I'll take the credit for saying it wrong.
Yeah, okay.
No, but soot is controlled by the diesel particulate filter, and since 2004. So when you mentioned the black cloud coming out of his tailpipe, that would mean he's out of regulation. Since 2004, diesel particulate filters, which mechanically filter the particulate from the exhaust, have been required on on-road diesels to prevent that soot cloud.
Now, does that filter have to be replaced from time to time?
No, it doesn't. Actually, what happens is the soot builds up in the filter, and periodically your engine regenerates the filter by burning out that stored soot. For long road haulers like Class 8 vehicles, about 400,000 miles, so your semi-trucks every about 400,000 miles, need them flushed out to remove things that don't burn. But, nope, the diesels control all their own emissions on board.
God, imagine that they actually were coming. They came up with a technology that is self-sustaining, and it can do that. How long has that technology really been around before they put it in the vehicles?
Well, know, automotive catalytic control for NOx emissions or carbon and hydrocarbons has been around since the 70s on gasoline vehicles. And on diesels, they've had oxidation catalysts to deal with CO and hydrocarbon emissions, again, since pretty much the 80s. Like I said, diesel particulate filters were first kind of talked about in the 80s, but actually first deployed on vehicles in 2004.
Wow. And so, and then we were talking off there, and then I put on my Scott the Idiot hat, and I said, how do you know this? And she said,
I'm a professor of mechanical engineering at Texas A&M, and my specialty is automotive emissions control.
So, na-na-na-na-na-na.
So you don't want to take the pay cut and come work for me instead, in place of me. You know way more than I do.
All I wanted to do was correct that. You know, the other reason, I'll tell you something else. Diesel emissions fluid, DEF as they call it now, is actually a urea-based solution, and that name choice came from a decision by the U.S. EPA, who was concerned about alternative fill methods for their tanks if people knew about urea and the mistake they might make on what else could be used to fill it.
Oh, very nice.
Impressive.
A sense of humor involved, too. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call this morning.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
And better for it. Wow.
This is one of the smartest shows around, but it's because of our listeners.
Only because of us. Only.
Nothing to do with
us. We're the misinfomaniacs until you listen.
It almost doesn't matter what we talk about. There's somebody who could call and really know what the heck they're talking about.
And correct us.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Well, of course, that's part of the deal. Anyway, thank you for calling this morning.
That was awesome.
7:26. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. It's a pretty nice day today. It's kind of warm, but we could use the rain. We do know that. But look for high temperatures in the mid-80s. That'll go really all the way through Sunday. Low temperatures will be in the 60s. A slight chance, 20% chance of rain Thursday and Thursday night, and then on Saturday and Sunday as well. Right now we're looking at 63 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
In most places, electric vehicles are still rare, EVs. But to attract top talent in Silicon Valley, employers have to provide an extra perk for parking. Charging stations, so that employees can charge their electric cars. Now, 4 years ago, the German software company SAP installed 16 EV charge ports at their Palo Alto facilities. Today, over 60 of the 1,800 employees have electric cars, and those 16 charge ports can't handle the load. Peter Graf, SAP's chief sustainability officer, says, in the beginning, all of our EV drivers knew each other. We had enough infrastructure, and everybody was happy. That didn't last for long. Today, he says, cars are getting unplugged while they're actively charging. And that's a problem. Employees are calling and messaging each other, saying, I see you're fully charged. Can you please move your car? In Northern California, things are getting wound up. The electric utility expects 800,000 electric cars on the road in 6 years. So with limited charging stations, there'll be plenty of heat. Not from global warming, but from uncharged, hot-under-the-collar environmentalist wacko drivers who can't find a port to plug in. Now, some of these incidents are already being called charge rage. You just wait till the top earners in these companies demand their own private charging stations, while the little guys have to wait in line. Now, thank goodness there's enough fossil fuel to power up all of these EVs. Because, I mean, without oil, the wackos, they'd be really enraged.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
During tax season, LifeLock reminds us that identity thieves know that virtually all the information they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Case in point, Treasury Department announced that an ex-IRS employee used taxpayers' personal information to file multiple fraudulent returns, stealing more than $300,000 from taxpayers like you and me. Last year alone, identity thieves stole over $3 billion with fraudulent returns. So if you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Protection. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or call them and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 2810. 800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Overcrowding at the Blinn College campus in Bryan will be reduced with a second location in College Station.
Blinn trustees have approved the purchase of what was originally the Westinghouse plant, located across the freeway from Central Park. Several locations were pitched to trustees to address projections of continued enrollment growth during the next 2 to 4 years. The Bryan campus, busting at the seams at 13,000 students, is expected to top 15,000 by 2017. Classes in College Station could start as early as the fall 2015 semester in 71,000 square feet, or about 40% of the building. Which academic programs will move have not been decided. The property currently owned by technology company Lintech is appraised at $612,000. Purchase price will be determined based on an appraisal by Blinn. The 180,000-square-foot building is located on 54 acres. By comparison, the Bryan campus is 80 acres. The agreement allows Lintech to remain in the space it occupies for 3 years. The additional cost to prepare the building for classes was not included in Blinn's news release. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan City Council approved allowing a developer to add 72 units to an apartment complex previously slated for 240. Residents in the age-restricted Briar Meadows neighborhood voiced concerns Tuesday about increased traffic volume and lower property values. David Bruce says any lack of complaints previously was due to lack of communication.
At a recent zoning meeting, we were informed we had not filed any complaints. This was because none were made aware of the initial plan. How can residents voice their concerns if they are not within the 200 feet that warranted notification?
Planning and Zoning Coordinator Martin Zimmerman says apartments could be more desirable than alternatives.
That an apartment development at this location would not produce any greater unfavorable effects than, for example, an RV park, an auto sales lot, an auto repair business, a warehouse, or a nightclub, which could locate here today without a conditional use permit approval under the C3 zoning of the property.
The 4-1 vote allows nearly 3 acres on Villa Maria to be included in the development's previous 11 acres on William Joe Bryan and Nash. University of Texas at Austin President Bill Powers doesn't think Tuesday's Supreme Court decision upholding the Michigan ban on affirmative action has any impact on the UT admissions policy. Powers says the ruling did not disturb the principle that consideration of race in admissions is permissible.
In 2012, UT Austin returned to the Supreme Court to defend our admissions policy that includes race as one of many factors and to argue for the critical educational importance and educational value of a diverse student body.
UT is still waiting for a ruling from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in its case involving a former applicant, Abigail Fisher, who sued the school after her application was denied. Motorists using southbound Texas approaching university will be dealing with another lane closure this morning. The work in front of the new student high-rise is scheduled to start after 8:30 and take about 3 hours. An Atmos Energy crew will be uncovering a natural gas line as part of the construction of new traffic signals. The work is supposed to take 3 hours, closing the right southbound lane. While investigators still don't know what started the fire that resulted in last year's fertilizer plant explosion in West, a federal agency reports the blast could have been prevented. The U.S. Chemical Safety Board says ammonium nitrate was not properly stored, handled, or classified.
Ammonium nitrate is an effective fertilizer. It is also a highly hazardous reactive oxidizer chemical. And it also can be, under some circumstances, a dangerous explosive.
Board Chairman Rafael Morey Erazo says the town's fire department was not properly trained to understand the explosive nature of the chemical. He says the storage facility was made of combustible wood instead of concrete. Up to 60 tons of ammonium nitrate exploded, killing 15. Texas evangelical pastors are now on the list of those calling for national immigration reform.
The coalition is called the Evangelical Immigration Table. They're calling on Congress to establish a long-term immigration policy.
Many of these undocumented that we have love our country. They are law-abiding individuals. They pay taxes.
That's Dr. David Galvant, the senior pastor at New Life Baptist Church in Dallas. Pastor Tim Moore of the Walkworthy Baptist Church in Austin would like to see a pathway to citizenship.
Reform would allow Homeland Security to begin to focus its efforts on the transnational crime rate and those that are truly terrorists.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
And cleanup from last month's oil spill on the Houston Ship Channel could wrap up by the end of the week. The Galveston County Daily News reports Seawolf Park and East Beach in Galveston have reopened, as well as the last 2 miles of the Texas City Dike. But cleanup continues south of Matagorda Island. That's after 170,000 gallons of oil entered the channel, then the Gulf of Mexico. The Coast Guard has not determined the blame for the collision of a barge loaded with the oil and a ship. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 63 degrees. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Chuck, our flooring warehouse is looking pretty crowded.
That's right, Suzanne. It's time for the Brazos Valley Flooring Design Inventory Blowout Sale.
How about top quality flooring starting at just 59 cents per square foot? We've got incredible pricing on all flooring this weekend only.
Check out the Brazos Valley Flooring Design Tent Sale this Friday and Saturday from 9 to 6 and Sunday from noon to 5 on Welburn Road just off Rock Prairie. It's the largest selection at even lower prices.
And that's a promise.
Hey! It's springtime, RV people, and you know what that means. It's time for a brand new camper from RV Station in Bryan.
Let's hit the road.
Get out of the big city and head on over to Bryan, USA, where the overhead is low and so are the camper prices. In fact, the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Brands like Jayco, Rockwood, Puma, Raptor, you know, the good stuff. Right now at RV Station in Bryan, get a brand new Canyon Cat 12 RVC.
Just $99.95.
How about a new Jayco J-Flight Swift 26 bunkhouse?
$16.95.
So, how do our customers feel when they get an incredible RV Station deal?
You make me feel good.
RV Station, 2815 North, Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA, online. RVStationOnline.com. Canyon Cat number 2349, Jayco number 2703.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
Good morning. It's 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. You come home, your unit's gone down, and you want to stay cool or warm, depending on the time of year. They'll do that. They'll hook you up with one while they fix yours. 690-2278. Here are the numbers.
Turns partly sunny today, and that in turn will warm us up, allowing temperatures to climb up to 85 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows near 65. High pressure will linger over the area tomorrow. We'll have more sunshine, and we should be 80 to 85 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with lows near 65. Sunshine for Friday. The highs on Friday are going to be somewhere between 80 and 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Aggie baseball and the start of a four-game road swing. Aggie softball played a pair at home and did quite well yesterday. Mumford's going to look for a new boys basketball coach, and that plus a whole lot more in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 10.
All right, there you go. Bill Flores joining us from the district this morning. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. How about you?
Doing fine. Let's talk for a minute, first of all, about what's the calendar look like. When are you back up into D.C., and what have you got ahead of you then?
We go back into session on Monday, next Monday, and we've got several things that we need to get done between now and October the 1st. The first and most important one are several appropriations bills to fund the government beginning October the 1st. We still have our IRS hearings going on. The Benghazi hearings are still going on. One of the things that several of us are passionate about on my side of the aisle are charter schools, and so we're going to be looking at dealing with charter schools. Some states have started to turn hostile to them. You saw what happened in New York City, so we're trying to come up with a program to you know, avoid the outside interference in those. going to have a trafficking week. Human trafficking is a big issue that people don't talk about very much. We're going to do that. We've got defense authorizations. We've got several veterans bills to vote on, and a few of those are mine. We've got a Word of Conference report, which has to do with our ports and water infrastructure. We should have a joint deal coming out of the Senate and the House that we'll vote on. The Intelligence Act needs to be reauthorized, and we've got to do it in such a way to deal with the overreach by the NSA. And then I'm hopeful that we'll look at financial reform to deal with Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginnie Mae, and all those federal finance agencies.
Well, let's go back to charter schools for just a minute, because there are different guidelines for every state, so why should there be an overarching federal-type oversight when it comes to charter schools, in your belief?
Well, constitutionally, the federal government should not get involved. But on one hand, I think what we need to do is to find a way. A lot of federal money is spent on education today. And whether you think that's right or wrong with respect to the Constitution, I personally don't think it's we should be spending our federal dollars that way, because education is inherently a state and local matter. That said, we need to, if we're going to be funding education with federal dollars, we need to make sure some of it can be used for charter schools, which have a higher level of successful outcomes than do some of our public schools. So what we're trying to do is just make sure that charter schools, if they're doing a good job, can get a decent share of the federal dollars to help them.
Okay.
And so, but again, I mean, if we could go back to purely following the Constitution, the federal government would be out of this business altogether, and ultimately we'd like to see that.
Do we have we were talking this morning, the comments of a guy named Terry O'Sullivan, who's the general president of the Laborers International Union of America, talking about the XL pipeline again being held up. He says he called the administration gutless, said it's a low blow, and the dirtiest part of this isn't the oil, it's the politics.
Oh, it is. He's exactly right.
Interesting, I think, that it's a union president who's starting to say this now. But, I mean, is there truth to the fact that it does not create that many jobs, certainly when it's all said and done after the pipeline is constructed?
Over the long term, the pipeline will directly impact, what I'd call a first-level derivative impact, would impact around 2,000 jobs positively. The construction impact is huge. We're talking around somewhere between 15,000 and 20,000 jobs. But, look, 2,000 jobs is a big help. In an economy like, and these are all good paying, toward the upper end of middle class income salaries. And so I would look to doing that. More importantly, though, is it changes our energy mix in this country, and that helps us economically. And so the if you look at longer or further derivative impacts of the pipeline construction, it could be hundreds of thousands of jobs that are created because of better economic conditions in this country, because we have a more secure energy future. And that's where the president's been very short-sighted on this, is he's doing this for the anti-carbon crowd and only catering to them, and at the same time he is really hurting hard-working American families.
Bill Flores joining us from in the district. Report released yesterday revealed the IRS has paid out millions and millions in bonuses to employees who, ironically enough, still owe back taxes to the IRS.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't it amazing how bad our bureaucratic structures are in the federal government?
Okay, well, you're the guy in Washington.
We have passed bill after bill to stop this crap.
Yeah, it's just,
it goes over, and Harry Reid just takes it and chunks it out into the trash can while he calls people un-American and calls them domestic terrorists. I mean, that shows you what happens when you have this polarized government in Washington. I mean, the bureaucrats just get to run amok. I mean, we've got some people saying now we have four branches of government. We've got the legislative branch, the executive branch, the judicial branch, and the bureaucratic branch.
Wow.
And the bureaucrats just seem to be out of control.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen this with conferences and spending and bonuses. I mean, even the VA has had some terrible results in terms of the way their healthcare system works, and nobody ever got fired, and people got bonuses. It's just awful.
It does. It's very, very frustrating when something like that comes out, and we find out that those folks are the bad actors. And I think probably more people than ever are really getting squeezed by the IRS, because this is money that's going to have to be used to be funding the Affordable Care Act. I mean,
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I just can't imagine having the IRS enforcing this. You know, you look at how bad they've been on the things they do today, and then you add a new level of responsibility to them with a broken bureaucracy, one that seems to be politically driven now, and I foresee bad times. That's the reason we need to get rid of Obamacare and replace it with something that relies on private sector solutions.
All right, so it's back to work next week in D.C., and we'll talk to you then. You can hear Bill Flores' entire interview on our website. He talks to us most every Wednesday at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
By the way, I'm not driving today during this interview, so I can't get pulled over. The policeman that pulled me over last week said, by the way, I was listening to the show, so I'm going to let you go so you can finish the show, but slow down.
Well, I'm glad we can help you beat that one. All right, thanks a lot, Bill. See you later.
All right. See y'all later.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that really is, isn't it? All right, it's 7:45.
Are you over 50? Then you'll want to pick up the free spring issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine, available at locations throughout Bryan College Station. Independent Active Senior Living is the newest feature in this issue of Brazos Wellness. You'll also learn about the healing power of pets and keeping yourself safe from scams. Pick up your free copy of Brazos Wellness today, available at locations throughout Bryan College Station. Doctor's Orders.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Do you know what football and family life have in common? Well, there's actually a lot, but maybe the most important is this. Half-hearted effort isn't good enough. Both require to give it your all. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. During my freshman year, I wanted to play quarterback on the high school football team, but I guess you could say I had a lot of growing up to do. And with me, it wasn't a question of laziness. I had all the physical abilities, but my broken childhood had led me to believe I wasn't good enough. I lacked confidence. So like many people, I found it easy to run away from challenges. I didn't want to give it my all. And that way, I'd have an excuse if I failed. But that's when my coach, Paul Morrow, stepped in. One afternoon at practice, he caught me going through the motions of half-heartedly jogging through our wind sprints. He grabbed me by the face mask and glared into my eyes. "Listen," he yelled, "if you're going to be the quarterback of this team, you got to lead it." And that was a turning point in my life, not just for football, but for many other areas. A lot of husbands and fathers could use someone like Paul Morrow in their life, too. Someone who will grab them by the face mask and tell them to get their head in the game. Because, men, when it comes to loving your wife and kids, you have to give it your all. Nothing else will do. For more help building a thriving family, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Nearly 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines and will strive to find the financial solution that's best for you. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Suffering from allergy congestion?
On my nature walks, I couldn't smell the flowers or breathe in the fresh spring air. Then I discovered Allegra D.
Allegra D decongests and depressurizes with a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Now I don't just appreciate nature, I breathe it all in.
Allegra D. Stop suffering. Start breathing.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
A lot of people put off major purchases such as replacement windows because, well, they just don't feel that they can trust whoever's doing the work to do a good job at a fair price. Intercon's the best company in the business replacing or upgrading windows in Bryan College Station and the surrounding area. Now, you may think that a small local company can't compete with a Lowe's or a Sears or a Home Depot, but Intercon can and will. Intercon is strictly a window company, and their employees know a lot about windows, so you can trust them to do a good job while controlling their costs. Intercon's own employees do all the installations. When you call Intercon, they make an appointment to meet you at your home. You don't have to find time to go to a big store or try to find somebody there who can answer your questions, because at Intercon, they all work around your schedule, not theirs. They'll spend as much time as you want. You don't have to be afraid that a salesman is going to put pressure on you either. You usually find that Intercon has done similar work for some of your friends or neighbors, and they want to make sure that you have an opportunity to get all your questions answered and talk to people who can reassure you that Intercon is fully capable and they can do what they need to do with a price that you'll be pleased with. Call Intercon for a pleasant experience and results that you hope for. Call Intercon at 823-3639.
Honey, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:49. Aggie baseball took it on the road for the start of a four-game road swing that started in Houston to take on the number 16 team in the country. The Aggies turned the Owls from predator to prey early in the contest with two runs in the top of the first.
Runners at first and third with one out. Hit this one to center field. Going back, still on his horse, and making the catch will be Warren. And we will get a sacrifice fly off the bat here of Maroney.
Starting pitcher Corey Ray held Rice at bay early, and Texas A&M built up a 6-0 lead as the Aggies went on to a 6-5 win over the number 16 Rice Owls. The Aggies return to action tomorrow with Mississippi State in Starksville. By the way, it's the Thursday night SEC game of the week, and you can catch all the action here on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. The number 23 Texas A&M softball team swept a Tuesday doubleheader with Texas A&M Corpus Christi at the Aggie Softball Complex, taking game 1 10-3 and crushing game 2 15-0. SEC Athletes of the Week honors were awarded to a pair of track athletes this week. Perez Hardy Jr. received the Men's Runner of the Week, and Shamir Little won the Women's Freshman Honor. A&M will compete in the world-famous 120th running of the Penn Relays Carnival starting tomorrow. After taking Mumford boys basketball team to state for the last 3 years and winning the state championship this year, head coach Chris Sodak is leaving the Mustangs program to become the head boys basketball coach and assistant principal at Flatonia. The 01 A&M grad has spent all 13 years at Mumford and the last 12 as their head coach. In high school baseball action from last night,
a nice blast there by Rowlett. And putting College Station up now 13-0 over Navasota.
The number one team in the state, the College Station Cougars baseball team, closed out their regular season in fine style, thumping Navasota 14-2 in five innings to wrap up a perfect 10-0 record. The College Station Lady Cougars will play Lorena in the best of three runner-up series in Hutto starting tomorrow at 7. You can catch that playoff action on The Zone HD 95.1-3. In the NBA, San Antonio Spurs coach Greg Popovich has joined Pat Riley and Don Nelson as the only coaches to win the NBA Coach of the Year award three times. Popovich led the Spurs to a league-best record, ensuring them home court advantage throughout the playoffs, and said he didn't just win it alone.
This award with Coach Auerbach here belongs to a lot of people, is the bottom line. And I'm honored and very thankful.
Phoenix's Jeff Hornacek came in second. Spurs and Mavs play tonight at 7. Portland is in Houston. That one tips off at 8:30. In Major League Baseball, the Stros have won two in a row. Jason Castro, Chris Carter, and Matt Dominguez homered to lift the Astros to a 5-2 win over the Mariners. Michael Choi singled in the go-ahead run in the ninth inning as the Texas Rangers rallied to beat the Oakland Athletics 5-4 in a busy ninth inning for the Rangers. Here's Coach Ron Washington on how it wrapped up.
You know, we kept fighting. We hung there. Our pitching staff did a great job. You got to give Nick a lot of credit for what he did, and you got to give Tolleson a hell of a lot of credit for what he did just to keep us there. Then Ogando came in and got us the one out. Then Soria took care of the rest. Michael Choi got the big base hit after Josh did what he did. You know, Martin stole a bag. So, I mean, there was a lot of things that went on in that inning that helped us to do what we did tonight.
In other major league news, a milestone was reached by Albert Pujols. He reached 500 homers, and the Angels' first baseman became the first major leaguer to do it in one game with two shots.
Swing and a drive, deep left center field. It's going, going, and it has gone into the history books. Albert Pujols has done it again here at Nationals Park. A two-homer game, numbers 499 and 500.
Those two home runs helped drive in five runs, and the Los Angeles Angels beat the Washington Nationals 7-2. Pujols is the 26th player in big league history to reach the milestone. Good news for football fans. The NFL schedule is going to be officially announced and released at 7 o'clock this evening. And finally, in the Stanley Cup playoffs, things have really heated up between the Dallas Stars and Anaheim Ducks. So much so that Ducks coach Bruce Boudreau says the games need to be called tighter with more penalties. Stars coach Lindy Ruff thinks it could get even nastier tonight.
I really expect the, this series to get even more physical. Our guys are going to be ready for it. We're going to try to be harder on their guys. I don't think we crossed the line in any means.
Game 4, Stars and Ducks in Dallas. Tonight, they drop the puck at 7. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
I've been talking on the radio with Jen Zweiker for around 10 years now, and it's with great honor that I get to announce that they are actually moving. They're on their own now at 420 Tarot, and if you'd like to find out more, you can go to zarealestate.com. They've spread their wings a little bit and have moved into a new location, but with still the great service, and maybe even more so now because they've got a little more room to negotiate and move around. So to find out more, again, it's zarealestate.com. The housing market in Bryan College Station right now is going gangbusters, and it's very important that you pick the right realtor to buy or sell a home, in particular if you're going to sell yours, because you want to make sure that it's listed the right way and that it's done the right way just for your house. So to do that, again, it's zarealestate.com. They go the extra mile to make sure that everything is taken care of. There is no detail too small, no I that doesn't get dotted, no T that doesn't get crossed. I know this for a fact because I've actually bought and sold two different homes with zarealestate.com.
Just point, click, permit.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, now is the time to register for your 2014-2015 parking permit. Go online to transport.tamu.edu before July 8th and register.
It's fast. It's easy. Just point, click, permit.
Anytime, day or night, log on to transport.tamu.edu. Don't wait. Register for your 2014-2015 parking permit right now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services, moving forward for you.
Guys at BCS Tires and Lifts want to make sure that your vehicle is safe on the road. And yeah, it's safe, you think, but remember that your suspension is just like any other part of the vehicle. Over time, over those curbs that you hit or drive over or other stuff like that, you know, it may not be tuned up and actually work in the way that it should. All the components may not be in top-notch shape. Well, if that's the case, they can take care of that suspension system, steering system work. They do that at BCS Tires and Lifts. Of course, your brake system, they'll do that. They'll make sure that your car is riding the best way that it can. That increases your tire life, but also increases your comfort. And they can do that for you. They're a locally owned company, which means that, you know, they'll come by, pick your vehicle up, bring it to their shop, do the work, and bring it back to you because they know your time is valuable. So BCS Tires and Lifts wants to work with you as any locally owned business would want to. While they're locally owned, they're part of a large network. It's called the Tire Pros, 30,000 dealers across the country, so that you've got a warranty that protects you coast to coast on the work that you get done or the products that you buy at BCS Tires and Lifts. Stop in and see them. Call them at 696-3200. Located at 2319 Texas Avenue, which is right down from Outback Steakhouse, just south of them in College Station. BCS Tires and Lifts, their tire pro store here in Bryan College Station.
Has this unpredictable Texas weather taken a toll on your heating and air conditioning systems? For a limited time, text COMFORT to 88202 for a chance to win a free Comfort Club membership from Siegert 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Siegert 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has been serving the Brazos Valley for more than 50 years. Still locally owned and operated, just with a new name. Comfort Club members receive a complete spring and fall tune-up every year for only $159. Text COMFORT to 88202 for a chance to win a free Comfort Club membership from Siegert 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Jason Majewski in to play Jethro Trivia with us in just a little while. Well, I guess we'll ask him some questions, too.
Pesky job.
Okay, they keep rolling. Oh, by the way, comments to what we talked about earlier about drug-sniffing dogs and unfortunate names for drug-sniffing dogs. I forget, Patrick.
Oh, it was a bomb-sniffing dog.
Sparky.
One guy said Boomer. Oh, man.
Yeah, probably so.